Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 to 28. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." You can do anything if you only want to. Jacob had followed that creed most of his life, trying to leverage or wrestle a blessing from God on the basis of his deceit, his desire, his dollars, the trick-or-treat approach to God. But it hadn't worked. Now his brother Esau was coming at him with an army, and he felt that God himself was opposing him. He had wanted to win. He'd wanted to claim a divine blessing for himself on the basis of his own efforts. He'd struggled to set himself free from any condemnation, and yet the law of God had unveiled every sin, and he found himself now held firmly in the iron grip of God's righteous condemnation. One finger press from God's almighty hand, and his leg was put out of joint. One finger press from God's holy law, and we are put out of joint. We do not have a leg to stand on. You can do anything if you only want to. In Martin Luther's day, even the church was teaching that. Your desires, your deceits, your dollars can leverage a blessing from God, the trick-or-treat approach to God. Luther had tried to follow that approach, doing all the works that were prescribed to try to leverage God's favor for himself. And yet, the harder he tried, the more he felt the terrors of hell. And when, for example, lightning struck that tree under which he was cowering, he felt the despair of darkness. "I'm going to die." He felt that he was caught in that iron grip of God's righteous right hand. The church had taught him that by the discipline of his will, he could keep God's commandments. That he could even change, if he really wanted to, his egotistical love of self into a pure, holy love for God. Oh, he tried. He wanted to. He pursued rigorous discipline. Prayers and rituals round the clock, self-imposed penance, beating himself, fasting. And yet, the law of God unveiled that his sinful nature was so corrupt that despite this rigorous discipline, the moment things were going his own way, he would neglect God. And things were not going his way, he'd blame God. We've done both as well, haven't we? Inwardly, Luther confesses that he had begun to hate God more and more for demanding such perfection of himself when he could not supply it. And thus he felt that heavy hand of the law pressing even harder on him for that rebellion of his hatred. He was held firmly in that iron grip of the law. He didn't have a leg to stand on. And by nature, you and I are in the same shape, aren't we? For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We neglect God when things are going our way, blame Him when they're not. We're by nature centered on self. We don't have a leg to stand on. And when you don't have a leg to stand on, you cannot find any leverage for wrestling. Jacob and Luther had both tried to leverage, wrestle a blessing from God and what they deserved. They both found under the weight of the law, it can't be done. And instead, we're now clinging to God's grace. Clinging for God to God's grace for the blessing that comprehends every blessing. The forgiveness of sins. Jacob became Israel, the victor with God, by clinging to that grace. And Luther clung to it as well. In 1546, Luther was limping as Jacob limped away from that wrestling match. He was held in the grip of congestive heart failure. And three times he prayed, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." He was asked, "Will you die confessing Christ?" And spoke his last word on this earth, "Yes." But with that yes, he entered the new day, singing the new song, "Alleluia, for salvation belongs to our God." So what about you? Will you give up thinking that you can leverage favor with God by your deserving it and cling to His grace alone? You know, it's good for us to celebrate the Reformation, to cheer at Luther's victory, but it's easy for us to presume that Reformation is a spectator sport. That just because we're here, we call ourselves Lutherans, we participate in his victory. We don't. Each one has to engage in our wrestling with the Lord. To set aside any ability to leverage anything from him by what we deserve and wrestle as Jacob did, by clinging to his grace alone. Despairing of having a leg to stand on, we cling to his grace for that blessing that comprehends every blessing. Your sins have been forgiven. Reformation is not a spectator sport. It's you clinging to his grace. And in that faith, you also will awaken a new day and join in that new song, "Alleluia. Salvation belongs to our God." In that way, the Reformation lives, clinging to his grace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 370, stanzas 1 and 2.